Shmuel, Lo Yamid Adam Vigag Zeh, a person should not stand on one roof. V'yikloit Megishamim Migag L'Shech Averoi. And your friend's roof, your friend and your neighbor next to you, on the top of his roof, there's like rainwater coming down. So you want to like grab that rainwater and bring it to you. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Shekishem shed yurin chalukim l'mata, just like underneath the roof, there's the two houses, and there, since different people live in each house, you're not allowed to carry from one house to another house without an eruv chatzeris. Is kach yurin chalukim l'mala. The same thing on top of the roofs. Even on top of the roof, you don't live there. It's not really called the makam that you live. So therefore, one svar would be, and we paskin like that, that since the roofs are a rishus hayochid, even though from one roof to another roof, you are allowed to carry. Still, Rav Yudah Mashmur says not like that. But you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, since underneath the roofs, there's yirah chalukin. It's called different rishus. So again, Hanan Yili, when was this said? Linyan Shabbos. This is only a svara of Ilcha Shabbos, as was only said. That Linyan Shabbos, the two roofs, one next to another, is called two different Mashiachs. Avul inyan get, Mashenken, by the get, Atayim Mishun Kfeidahu, the Kulei Ha'ilakasi Inshin. Even in the case that the wife does not own the roof is owned by the husband. The husband owns both these two houses, and she's on top of one roof. So here the svar is the husband allows her, like even if the get falls in the second roof, she could also be kind of a get. Because as a svar, the husband is not makpid upon the makam of the get. Since Lamaisa, on top of the roof, nobody lives there. So it's not such a difference between this roof and the next roof. See, although Vilchis Shabbos would say there is a difference, but Vilchis Gittendar was so called one place, and therefore the get would be good. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Shtei Chatzeres, if you have two chatzes, Zu lefnim mizu, one is inside the other one. And what's going to be like this? Like 2 yards, a smaller yard in the middle, and then there's a bigger yard around the smaller yard. Now, Panim Yishaloh, the wife owns the middle, the inside yard, V'chitzoy Nishaloi, and the outside yard belongs to the husband. O'mechitzoy sachitzoy nois, oit fois ala panimis. You should know that the mechitzah of the outside one is above, is taller than the mechitzah around the inside one. And now it's like this. The husband throws the get from his chotzer into her chotzer. So kivon shegia li'aver. Mechitza sachitzoyna. Once the get comes to the aver of the mechitza chitzoyna, once the get comes into the aver of the mechitza chitzoyna, raise the megareshes. She is megareshes. Even though what? It did not come into her chotzer. The outside chotzer, the outside yard belongs to him. Still we say, once it came into the inside, mechitzas, hachitzoyna, in the get is good. Mechitzas, hachitzoyna, oifus, yeah. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Penimi is gufa, the mechitzas, hachitzoyna, kamintra. Now the svar is, the walls around the outside yard is much taller and bigger than the walls around the inside yard. So really, the big walls on the outside is also protecting hachatzar. It's also protecting the middle chatzera. So therefore, these outside walls like help for her also. Therefore, it's called like a sminta for her sake. Therefore, the get is good. Rashi says, Regilo lishtamer, hilkach mishubedes hain lo v'koni lo. Like these outside walls are also mishubed, like protect her chatzera. So therefore, it's also called like she owns those outside walls. So therefore, as soon as the get comes inside the outside walls, the get is also called, she's kind of the get. Ma'ashen kein b'kupas. But you do not say this svara by stam baskets, by kupas. What does that mean? Shtei kupas, you have 2 barrels, let's say. Zu b'teich zu. A smaller barrel inside a bigger barrel. Penimi yishaloh. She owns the smaller, the inside barrel. V'chitzoy nishaloi. The outside bigger barrel belongs to the husband. V'zorku lo, and here he throws the get to her. Afilu agia li'aver penimis, even if it comes into the avir, this space, the middle space, that's above her barrel, ain't a megareshes. So here we say, no, the get is no good. My time, what's the reason? Doho lainach? Because it did not rest, did not reach there. So since it did not reach there, Rashi says, well, doho lainach. V'yein mechitzas kli asuyin li'aviron, lishmer. Here it's a svara, the walls of a barrel is not made to watch the space of the barrel. The enkli yosei el laniach b'toychoi. The kli is only made to put stuff inside it. It's not there to watch its space. So since the walls is not there to watch the space, when the get comes in the space of the barrel, before the get is not watched. So therefore, since it's not watched, the get is no good. But I call upon him with smashmo v'chinach, but smashmo chur, when the get would reach the bottom of her barrel, then she would be megareshes. So Gemara asks, why, my heve? Kelev shalakeach v'shus meichahu. It's there we're talking about her small barrel is inside his big barrel. So her barrel is inside his barrel. So really, her reshus, her kli, is inside the husband's kli. See, even if something comes inside her kli, why do we say she's kainer, she's megareshes? She should not be kainer it. It's for Kelev, shal meichah, it's reshus ha-meichah. So Gemara says, Hachem Ha'eskino, we're talking about over here, the kupa shelo shelayim. We're talking about over here, a basket that has no bottom to it. There's no bottom to this basket, to this barrel. So therefore Rashi says, shelo shelayim, to find us mechad agave karka, that the sides of it is landing on the ground itself. So therefore we say, that if she has the middle barrel, so when the get comes in, it doesn't, like, in other words, it's not her barrel is inside his barrel. Because there are no bottom pieces to the barrels. The two barrels are on the ground itself. So her middle barrel, when it's on the ground, it's hers. So therefore, when the get comes inside her barrel is kind of it for her. And it's not considered her barrel is in the reshus of the husband. Because it's not by the reshus of the husband. It's in his own, it's in her own reshus. Therefore, the get would be good. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamayam Beishamay says, Alocher is, Toiter Rod Mishnah Beget Yoshim. If a man has a get yoshen, we learned this before already, if after the husband has the get written up, and then he lives with his wife, before he gives her the get, that's called the get yoshen. Shavei Shammai says he can still use the get yoshen. Even though the husband had the get written up today, and then tomorrow he lives with his wife, and then he wants to give her the get the next day, it's okay. Ubeisil Eisrim, Eisil said, no, you can't use such a get, Eisrim. Now, we'll soon see the Gemara why. But the Mishnah explains, V'yezel get yoshen, what's called an old get? After the husband had the get written up, now he has yichud, he's found alone with his wife, so automatically the get is possible, according to Beis Hillel, did not let him use such a get. So Mer says, what's the machlokes? Like, why does Beis Shammai say no, and why does Beis Hillel say yes? So Mer says, Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai holds, loyar, meaning we do not say, gezeira, shema, yomru, gita, kaidam, lebno. We have to be afraid, some, maybe if they do live together, maybe she'll become pregnant now. And if so, people will know that the get was written much earlier. So people will think the husband gave his wife the get right away, and she became pregnant after the get. So it's not nice. Like, people start talking bad things about them, that they lived together after they gave the get. So that's why... I mean, okay, the Shammai says we do not make this gezeirah. Therefore, even though they live together, but since the get was not given yet, the get was only written, as long as the get was not given yet, so what? They're allowed to live together. So later then, the husband could use this get. Well, Beisila Savrino, Amrina, we do say this gezeirah. Beisila says, Amrina and gezeirah, Shema Yermu, we're afraid, maybe people will say, Gita Koydam Lebna, that if we're going to let the husband first write up a get, and then even if he lives with his wife again, still will say he's allowed to use that get, we have to be afraid maybe she'll become pregnant. And people will say that the first get, the get was given before they lived together. So the Bimaitzi Lav, that they live with Eros Nus. That's why we tell the husband he's not allowed to use such a get. That once you're miyachi with your wife, afterwards you're not allowed to use this get. All right, turn over. This Gemara says, Omer Rav Abba Mashmuel im Niseis. Let's see, even according to Beis Hillel, that the husband first had the get written up, and then he lived with his wife. And then he gave her the get, and she remarried. The law was like Teitzei. The Rav Adim and the rights to the get was good, but even with the Rabbanim, we don't make them get divorced the second time. Vika the Army, some say no. Omer Rav Abba Omer Shmuel im Nisgarsha. Not only if she remarried already, but if the husband did use this get, he wrote the get up first, then he lived with his wife, and then he gave her the get. Once the husband gave her the get, Allah Khurif Tinaf Lakhila. Now read Lakhila, we let her use this get. In other words, that the Beis Hillel says the get yoshen is posle means lechatchila, the husband is not supposed to use that get. If he had the get written up and then he lived with his wife, he's not supposed to use the get. But if he does use the get, if he does give his wife the get, now that she receives it, it's called the good get, midirais, and even midirabonim, lechatchila, she's allowed to remarry now. And that's where we hold. Now the Mishnah says like this. Kosav lishum malchus shein hagenis. There's a locha in every get, you have to have the date. You have to have the zman when the get was written. That's a din midirabonim. You have to have the date when the get was written. Now what's called the date? You're supposed to write the date of the king that you have around your place. Let's say they wrote the wrong type of a date. That means they wrote it kosav lishum malchus shein hagenis. So Rashi says, mi shoye bebovel. The cost of Niros Vishnas Kach Vakach Lamalchus Acheris. He was supposed to write the date. This is the year of the third year of the king of Babel. Instead, he wrote, this is the third year of the king of someplace else. So it's not called the good get, and therefore the get is possible. Or else, Leshun Malchus Modai. Or else, he said, the year of the king of Modai. Or Leshun Malchus Yavon, the Greek kingdom that was already destroyed already. We don't have those kingdoms anymore. Or else, the person writes, Lebinyan Abayas. This is the distant year of the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Or else the Churban Abayis. This is the 20th year after the Churban Abayis. That's not the date you're supposed to write in the get. We'll see, there's a special takonam, what type of a date you're supposed to write in the get. You're supposed to write how many years of the king of where you're living. And not the date of the Churban Abayis. So all these cases, the get is possible. Or else, Hoye B'Mizrach. You're on the east side of L.A. The Kosan was written in the get B'Marav on the west side of L.A. Or else, B'Marav Kosan B'Mizrach. The halacha in all these cases is teitzei mizeh mizeh. That get is posel, and even if she remarried now to a second husband, she has to receive a second get from the first husband, and the second husband also has to give her a get now. It's called she's living b'yisa, because the first get would look as if it was no good. So that's called teitzei mizeh mizeh. Or tzricha get mizeh mizeh. She needs a get from both of them. V'yeinla, she does not receive, like suba, she does not receive the ksuba from either of them. For like Paris, she doesn't get back Paris. Rashi says, din Paris, she takes no lol isha, pekuna, mishivya tachas Paris. V'yeinla klum, she doesn't get Paris. For like mizaina, she doesn't get fed. For like belayas, she doesn't get the old clothing that was ruined, that she brought in, she can't take home with her. Loyalzeh. Not from the first husband, not from the second husband. It's all tonight suba she doesn't receive. What about in Notla? Let's say she took him already. Mizel, mizel, either from the first husband or from the second husband. Lachris tachzer. She has to receive the money of the Peris, the money of the Mizonis, the money of the Beloyis. All these things she has to return. And second also, Vahavlad mamzer. If she did give birth from the second one, Vahavlad mamzer, mizel, mizel, and the Vlad's a mamzer from both of them. What does it mean from both of them? Rashi says, in Achziru Rishon, if the first husband takes her back now, the old one, she gives birth to him, then have a mamzer midrabbanan. The kids call the mamzer midrabbanan. But since the rabbanan said she's not allowed to marry him, it's called the mamzer midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, this get is no good, and therefore the kid is a mamzer. But what mamzer mizer mizer? For loy zer vizer metamim lo. Let's say the husband is a kayin, neither of these two husbands, if she dies, are they allowed to be metamim to her. And since the rabbanan now, they're not allowed to be married, therefore they can't be metama, they can't be Isaac and bearing her. For loy zev zev zakoyin loy b'mitziyosa, anything she finds, neither of these two husbands get it, because she's aiming to get a get, like she's not really called a stain by them. For loy b'maisiyodeh, the work that she does did not go back to the husbands. For loy b'yaforos nederea, nether that she makes, the husbands now, neither of them could be made for it. What about Hoysa Bas Yisroel? Let's say she was a Bas Yisroel. It is Nistelis Minakuna. She's not allowed to remarry to a Kohen now. It's called she had a Bia of the Isser. It's called she's an Ashes Ish that was living with another man. And therefore she has a Lach of the Zayna. And therefore she's possible to get married to a Kohen. What about Bas Levi? Let's